located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Mike Velarde, who spent well over 20 years working for the IRS, and now he's out and he's helping people who are having problems with the IRS. Mike, I'm just going to let you pick up and tell your story.
All right, great, Stan. Thank you very much. I appreciate that opportunity. Well, I was a criminal investigator with the Internal Revenue Service for 22 years. I retired in 2010. Now I have my own tax service, Mike Velarde LLC, and I have a website. If anybody needs help, they can go to the website at www.mikevelardea. It's mikevelardea.com, or they could simply call us at 888-873-8825. That's 888-873-8825. And if you go to the website, you'll see a lot of testimonial letters. I've had the, because of my experience there at the IRS, I have been able to help a lot of people. I've been very effective with saving people lots of money, and it's worked out well for everybody. So if there's any of your listeners that do have some issues, then by all means, please visit my website and give me a call.
Well, now, what do you think of the IRS after having worked for them for 22 years? Are they a good organization? Are they an honest organization? Are they trying to do a good job? Are they taking advantage of some people? What about these stories about these big fancy programs that they have or meetings they have where they spend literally millions of taxpayers' dollars for entertainment for people from the IRS? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, my thoughts is the IRS has a lot of issues. I mean, they have a lot of issues. There's some good people there. There's a lot of issues, though, with the IRS and a lot of their policies, who they put in positions of authority, very questionable how they do that. So I was very happy that I got out when I got out. Let me say that.
All right. Well, now, what about this recent scandal with the IRS as far as using the IRS to target conservative Christian groups and things of that sort, and certainly withholding the rights of these groups for tax-exempt status? Do they really do this sort of thing?
Well, they clearly did this. There was an audit performed. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, I could read you some of the information that was right in the audit. I mean, what had happened was this, and the reason I know this is I actually got a call from the guy. This guy was on Fox News. He called me, and he was one of the ones that started this. He sent all the information the IRS was sending him to his congressman. And they were asking for all this additional information that was totally extraneous, nothing to do with the tax-exempt status. Congress then went to TIGDA. Now, TIGDA is the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, and asked them to do an audit to find out if this was true. And let me just read from the highlights of that audit so that your audience can get a good idea what happened here. They have it down in sections. I'm going to read the impact on taxpayers here. Early in calendar year 2010, the IRS began using inappropriate criteria to identify organizations applying to tax-exempt status to review for indications of significant political campaign intervention. Although the IRS has taken some action, it will need to do more so that the public has reasonable assurance that applications are processed without unreasonable delay in a fair and impartial manner in the future. So they found that they were using inappropriate information. Now, here's what else they found. The IRS used inappropriate criteria that identified or review Tea Party and other organizations applying for tax-exempt status based upon their names or policy positions instead of indications of potential political campaign intervention. Ineffective management was cited at the IRS, which allowed for the following. It allowed inappropriate criteria to be developed and stay in place for more than 18 months, resulted in substantial delays in processing certain applications, and 3, allowed unnecessary information requests to be issued. Although the processing of some applications with potential significant political intervention was started soon after receipt, no work was completed on the majority of these applications for 13 months. This was due to delays in receiving assistance from the exempt organization's function headquarters office. For the 296 total political campaign intervention applications, they'd be reviewed as of December 17, 2012. 108 had been approved, 28 were returned by the applicant, none had been denied, and 160 were open from 206 to 1,138 days, some for more than 3 years and crossing two election cycles. More than 20 months after the initial case was identified, processing the cases began in earnest. Many organizations received requests for additional information from the IRS that included unnecessary burdensome questions, like list of past and future donors. The IRS later informed some organizations that they did not need to provide the information that was previously requested. IRS officials stated that any donor information received in response to requests from its determinations unit was later destroyed. Now, that's from the report. And if anybody would like to read the full report, they could get it at www.treasury.gov/TIGDA/audit-reports-2013. And it's sitting there issued on the date May 14, 2013.
Well, now they tell us that this was just a mistake. There were just a couple of low-category officials working for the IRS who did this. It didn't reflect IRS policy at all. And people in charge had no idea what was going on.
Well, it's funny that they even said something like that because the report says this was due to delays in receiving assistance from the exempt organization's function headquarters office. That office is in Washington. So it came from either Lois Lerner or Sarah Hall Ingram. One of those two people was directing this. Now, here's what else is...
Hold that thought, Mike. We'll be back in just a moment here after the break.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Mike Filardi. We're talking about the recent revelations about the IRS, about how the Obama White House, the high officials in the IRS said, oh, we had nothing to do with that. That was just low-lying officials. And obviously, at least according to Mike, why even the report certainly points to a division of the Bureau, which is in Washington, D.C., and that a high official in Washington must have been responsible. But certainly, Mike, the woman who was really in charge there has been put in charge of Obamacare. So she's actually been promoted and rewarded for what she did.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So basically, has this sort of thing gone on before, or is this the first time? I mean, I've heard people tell me that they've been audited by the IRS every year for 4 or 5 years in succession. Does that really happen to some people?
Well, yeah, you know what happened? Those people on the donor list were getting audited. They were sending the people that were applying for these applications actually approved their, you know, sent in the information the IRS requested, and then those people found themselves getting audited. And nothing like this, nothing this big just happens without management approval. There's no way you can get it done without management approval. Why? Because IRS management wants to know how IRS employees are spending their time. So, for instance, when I was on the job, we'd have to fill out a monthly report showing which cases we were working on, where our time was spent. That gets reviewed by upper management. Now, so there's no way that, I mean, and these questions that they came up with were not part of normal IRS questioning, so they had to be developed. And it's very unlikely some low-level employee is going to take the time to develop these questions and go on a crusade by themselves, knowing full well if they got caught doing something like this, they'd be fired instantly. So this came from the top. Now, let me tell you why it came from the top. There's two things that happened here. One was a group of senators, and I'm going to read this to you, asked the IRS to target these people. Let me read this flashback to you. Long before the Internal Revenue Service revealed that it improperly targeted conservative 501c4 groups, a group of Democratic senators led by New York Senator Chuck Schumer urged the IRS to do just that. The IRS admissions last Friday that it had singled out Tea Party and other groups for extra audits and delays has raised concerns that President Barack Obama's administration quietly attempted to stymie opponents through intimidation. But many prominent Democrats, including Montana Senator Max Baucus, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State, and the New York Times editorial board, have been publicly calling for tighter restrictions on 501c4 groups affiliated with the Tea Party and conservatives. Last year, Schumer, along with Democratic Senators Michael Bennet, Sheldon Whitehouse, Jeff Merkley, Tom Udall, Jeanine Shaheen, and Al Franken, penned a letter calling on the agency to cap the amount of the political spending by groups masquerading as social welfare organizations. Press release from Schumer's office dated March 12, 2012, laid out the terms of the letter. The senator said that the lack of clarity in the IRS rules has allowed political groups to improperly claim 501c4 status and may even be allowing donors to these groups to wrongly claim tax deductions for their contributions. The senators promised legislation if the IRS failed to act to fix these problems. We urge the IRS to take these steps immediately to prevent abuse of the tax code by political groups focused on federal election activities. But if the IRS is unable to issue administrative guidance in this area, then we plan to introduce legislation to accomplish these important changes, the senators wrote. The The letter cited a March 12, 2012 New York Times article by Jonathan Weissman that suggested donations to groups like American Crossroads and Priority USA would be tax deductible, which was a primary concern of those senators at the time. A number of those senators participated in a press conference about their efforts on March 21, 2012, and Franken spoke out about what he called a lack of oversight of 501c4 status. I think that there hasn't been enforcement by the FEC and the IRS, and so there are entities that are taking a 501c4 status, and under that, they're supposed to have more than half of their activity be non-political, Franken said. That's pretty hinky. I mean, they really aren't doing that. And that, I think, there needs to be a lot to look at. That even under the laws that already exist, there are people who should be disclosing who aren't. And I think that is where we're seeing the effect of, or lack of effective enforcement and just oversight. So what had happened here is these senators went to the IRS telling them that they were going to take, telling them they were going to take action if the IRS didn't act, you know, legislative action. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happened. One of the senators called over there. They spoke to the Lois Lerner or Sarah Ingram and put together some sort of plan to do this. Now, the other thing that's very striking, of course, is the fact that Commissioner Shulman visited the White House 159 times. And that's just
Of course, the thing is, the suggestion is that the White House, that Obama knew exactly what was going on, and he's lying to the public?
Well,
or at least the
people
surrounding Obama knew, and they are lying to the public?
Well, when the commissioner of the IRS goes to the White House that many times, it's only to take direction. Now, I'm sure what the White House is going to say is that the reason he was there so often is because Obamacare is going to be administered by the Internal Revenue Service. They want funding to hire 16,000 new employees, and that they were developing implementing or talking about how they were going to, house these 16,000 employees, where they're going to focus, how they're going to set up this Affordable Care Act section of the Internal Revenue Service. But it would seem to me at some point in time that since this was going on since 2010, and it seems very, very coincidental that Sarah Ingram gets a $909,000 bonus and gets promoted to take over the Affordable Care Act shortly after the 2012 election. And, of course, all these Tea Party groups were excluded from the 2012 election because they did not have their 501c4 tax-exempt status granted to their organization.
Now, how often do federal officials, government employees, get a $100,000 bonus, $100,000, $109,000 bonus? I mean, don't we as taxpayers have to pay that bonus?
Yes, we do. And it is unusual. That is the highest bonus I've heard of any IRS employee ever getting. I mean, I've heard of $25,000, and it never exceeded $25,000 when I was there. And that was to the people that are managing, you know, like the New York field office or, you know, the top 8 to 10 managers in the IRS, you know, the ones that have the most responsibility. So,
to get that kind of
bonus is very unusual. And the salaries they're being paid, I mean, Lois Lerner is making $179,000. They're off the regular pay chart. I mean,
here's the thing. The thing is that traditionally, federal employees got security.
Right.
They got certainly good pensions. They got excellent health care. And they got paid less than the general population because they did have the security of a secure job. And now it's all changed. Basically, government employees make a lot more than the average person out there working for $10 or $15 an hour. who doesn't have all the wonderful pensions and security and health care benefits, although some of them do through the unions. But basically, it seems that the government employees are really, in many ways, doing a lot better than people in the private segments of society.
No, they actually are. I mean, when I left the IRS, I was making $139,000. I mean, it was a good paycheck.
Well, my telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, or as intense as I am, 1-877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. Sounds to me like this is criminal activity, because basically when high government officials are certainly are carrying out things which are frankly illicit, they're not talking about going after the ACLU or Planned Parenthood or all these other organizations that are spending a great deal of money on political activity under one guise or another. They're only targeting conservative organizations that are opposing what the government is doing, not those that are supporting government policies. I would think that that would be criminal activity. Or can they just say, well, it was just a mistake? This is what they're saying. The man is now being considered to head the IRS, said, well, we made a mistake, and I promise you it won't happen again. But his promise doesn't carry any weight at all, because they're not arresting anybody or firing anybody. They're all going to keep their fancy salaries, and nobody's going to be punished for actually what they have done and influencing elections by shutting out conservative organizations from donating. Nobody shuts out the banks. The biggest contributors to our politicians are our banks, the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, the people who own the government and finance the government, but nobody stops them from doing that. It's just conservative organizations that want to limit the power of government that seem to be targeted by the IRS.
Well, let me explain to you, Stan, what laws were violated and what effect they should have. First of all, I'm going to give you a little history. Back in the Nixon years, the IRS Criminal Division did a case on the Vice President Spiro Agnew, and that led to them tapping the White House phones, and that scared the pants off Congress. So they passed disclosure laws. An IRS employee is not allowed to disclose any information they receive regarding your tax returns. Okay, that's the first thing. So there were some disclosure issues here, because there was one organization that received some of the information from these conservative organizations that were leaked to them, you know. So for political reasons, that is a criminal offense, and that is punishable by up to a year in jail.
Yeah, but now, who went to prison? Who's been indicted?
Nobody.
Who's been even identified?
Nobody.
Nobody. That's what it's all about. Nobody. Go ahead.
Right. Now, the next thing is, back in the 1990s, we had a Republican Congress, and we had Bill Clinton as president in the late 90s, and there was an investigation into the Internal Revenue Service. During that investigation, Congress had hearings about IRS abuse. They brought in a couple that had owned a restaurant. They had hired this waitress. She was a terrible waitress. They fired her. She went to the IRS and made up a whole bunch of baloney about their books and records. And the IRS went in there like gangbusters and basically put them out of business, and she lied about everything. So then there was a horror story about somebody's house that was taken, and the guy became homeless, and somebody else, who they seized his bank account, and he couldn't buy food. So it was horror story after horror story. And Congress said to the IRS, okay, we want you to defend yourself in these cases now. Well, the IRS came forward and said, we can't. And the reason they couldn't was because of the disclosure law I just told you about. They can't talk about somebody else's taxes publicly. So Congress was, you know, irate, and President Clinton was irate, and he signed a group of laws called Section 1203. Under Section 1203B, an employee can lose their job for harassing a taxpayer, okay? And that being said, all of these cases, if there is anyone out there that has been a victim of this. You need to call me because the employee should be investigated under Section 1203B.
Hold that thought, 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. Give us a call. Love to hear from you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest tonight, Mike Gilardi. Our telephone number is 259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Have a question for our guest? Give us a call. Mike, once again, why don't you give out your website and your telephone number?
Absolutely. The website is www.mikevillardia.com. And the telephone number is 888-873-8825.
And, of course, I know people within the conservative movement who tell me that they have been targeted and repeatedly audited by the IRS simply because of their political activities. Is that a possibility?
Well, certainly that was going on. That's something that the audit did establish, that these people were being targeted and based on, you know, who they were giving to. And that's, you know, the problem.
Well, that's the problem, and nobody gets punished because, after all, nobody's responsible. And this is the thing. And the woman who got, who was probably responsible, get this massive bonus over $100,000, and she's promoted to be in charge of the so-called Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. And this just, I believe, reflects the degree of corruption that exists in Washington, D.C. today. And nothing's going to change, ladies and gentlemen. They just play musical chairs. They bring in somebody else who guarantees everything will be fine, and it's not going to be fine. So what's the solution, Mike? You've been on the inside. What can be done?
Well, they have to change their management style. I mean, the IRS is very big on diversity, and I think what they have to do is look to put the best people in charge, and that would solve a lot of problems.
Where do you get good people who are honest and have moral integrity? After all, there is no such thing as morality. We've taken it out of our schools. We've taken it out of society. I mean, you do what gives you the most advantage. There is no right or wrong. If there were, why the people who had specifically targeted people for audits would be in prison. And nobody's going to go to prison. I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk, a lot of hearings in Washington, D.C. But do you honestly think that anything's going to change?
Well, I think in the short term, possibly. In the long term, they have to change the culture there. And that's the problem. It's a cultural problem.
But we don't have a culture. Basically, American culture has been gone. We've destroyed the very foundation of our culture here. I mean, we are pushing depravity throughout the rest of the world, and we have depravity at the highest levels of our government. How do you change a culture that has lost its foundation?
Oh, that's a very tough question to answer. I mean, the IRS is...
It's a reflection of the rest of the society, which is corrupt.
Yeah, it's very problematic.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, do you have a question or a comment? 877-259-5791. I'm not trying to pick on Mike. He's just trying to bring the information out, and certainly gives us tremendous insight into really what goes on, how it works, and how this whole corruption came about, and then the cover-up, we have no idea how this happened. It was just a lot of people. I mean, we didn't have any idea what was happening, and I don't believe that for a minute, and I think the people who said that ought to be in prison because they perjured themselves under oath testifying before Congress, but you can be sure that nobody will be punished. Because a lot of the senators have about the same degree of moral integrity, and they wanted to target groups. Now, why do they just target one group, just the conservatives? Did they target any liberal groups as well?
No, I mean, what actually happened was President Obama's half-brother had a foundation set up, 501c4, Lois Lerner processed it herself and got it in and out in 2 weeks.
So basically, if you know the president, why you don't have any problems, especially if you're his half brother. Well, I think it's a tragic situation, and certainly I don't know what we're going to be able to do to remedy it. I think that more and more people see the injustice in the current tax system. Having been there for as long as you have, would you have any specific suggestions? You talk about changing it, but how can we change it for the better?
Well, I think the first thing they need to do, I mean, the IRS is, like I said, big on diversity and kind of political correctness in a sense. And I think they need to look at that policy and really look at putting the best people in jobs that they can, as opposed to whether you're a woman or whether you're a person of color. So that I think needs to be the first thing, because I've seen them put people in jobs in place that never would have been there except for the fact that they were a certain gender or color, and that's just not right. And it has a trickle-down effect, because once you have an incompetent supervisor and that incompetent supervisor, goes higher up the food chain, it affects everybody. And, it just trickles down, and it's very destructive to the organization, because you lose respect, and you lose respect for the organization, in all honesty. I mean, I could tell you stories, but I won't go there. But people that were put in positions that they shouldn't have been cost the government billions of dollars. And it's very problematic, to say the least.
Well, now, of course, you at the current time are working on helping people who are coming under pressure from the IRS. What can you actually do as an individual now, knowing how the system works from the inside? What can you do to help people as far who have large IRS bills? Will the IRS negotiate the what amount is owed? Will they reduce that to get payment? How does this work?
Well, I mean, I've just recently, I mean, there's been a couple of cases where I've saved people hundreds of thousands of dollars. One, I think people that hire me, I'm kind of like a pit bull. I go in there and I don't let the IRS abuse my client, you know, take advantage of my client. Because I'm one of the few people that, like I said, just the 1203B law. I mean, there's few people that know about that. There's fewer people that know how to get one of those investigations started, and no IRS employee wants to lose their job. So, you know, if they go over the line, and like I said, most IRS employees are good people and do the right thing, and there's always a few that don't. So you got to be, you know, we got to be careful who you get. But I've had a lot of success. I mean, the best thing I can tell you is just read the letters that are on my website of people that I have helped, and that'll probably give you a better picture of what I can do if you have an IRS situation.
Well, will the IRS negotiate the payment? In other words, will they take 50% off or 20% off or something?
Well, I've had situations where original, you know, in one case, you know, original 941s, they weren't filed correctly. They were excessively filed. There was somebody in the company that was doing a type of scheme, and I was able to have the correct ones filed, and it saved the client about $250,000. So, you know, so stuff can be done if you don't actually owe the tax.
Our telephone number is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Mike Velarde, who spent 22 years in the criminal division there at the IRS. Our telephone number is 877-259-5791. 877-259-5791. And who do we have calling in? Hey, Doug Stan. Have Mike repeat his website again, please.
Oh, Mike, I want to put your website out again?
Thank you.
www.mikevillardiea. Mike Villardi, EA, VillardiEA.com.
Thank you.
Villardi, and what's the DA on the end?
EA, Enrolled Agent. It stands for Enrolled Agent. Mike Villardi, Enrolled Agent. That's what it stands for.
Okay.
All right, fine. Anything else you'd like to know? I guess our caller hung up again. All right, number is 877-259-5791. And well, Mike, certainly, do most people pay their taxes and pay them honestly and try to do the right thing by the IRS?
Most people. I would say most people attempt to. I mean, there's always going to be a percentage. I mean, there's always going to be a percentage of people that try and scam the IRS, too. I mean, the IRS, over the last couple of years, has had to move a lot of manpower to identity theft. They've given away about $5 billion in false claims due to identity theft.
How does that work?
Well, what happens is, it works in several ways. When I was there, what was happening was they were getting Puerto Rican Social Security numbers and filing tax returns for people in Puerto Rico that normally wouldn't file a tax return. And what they'll do is they'll create like a false W-2. And the W-2 would show that there's been excessive withholding. So let's say you made $30,000, but they withheld $15,000, and they'd file for a $10,000 refund, something along those lines. And that's how they run the schemes.
But then why would the IRS have said that out without checking? Or are they just, they don't have any means of checking or what?
No, they have what's called the EFDIS system. That's the fraud, one of the electronic fraud detection system. Now, one year in particular, they made the mistake of taking that system down before a new system could be implemented, and that cost them a fortune. And again, that was a decision made by somebody that probably never had it, should have been in the position to make the decision. And that cost the IRS commissioner his job and the head of CI their job, and it cost the government a lot of money. But what happens is a lot of times that system will flag and stop a lot of stuff, but some stuff will still get through, you know, because you're getting hundreds or thousands, literally thousands of these. And it'll miss some of them some of the time. But for the most part, it does a pretty good job of stopping, but not always.
Well, what happens? I mean, is this some sort of an organized effort to claim refunds that you're not entitled to? Was this?
Well, it was. I mean, there's different schemes that are run by different people. I mean, you know, what will happen is, you know, people will get different. I mean, there's so many different scams. I mean, one in particular that you know, I can shed a little light on was what was in that year where. There was this one particular guy was sending people onto the streets to get people, you know, the names and social security numbers of people that wouldn't file tax returns and offer them $1,500. Say, hey, we'll give you $1,500. You give us this information. They'd do a false return. The IRS would send out a check for $8,000. They'd give the people the $1,500 and keep the rest. You know, I mean, so there's a lot of different fraudulent schemes that the IRS has to deal with. And what had happened was they just weren't prepared for the identity theft situation, and they had to subsequently devote a lot of manpower to handling it. And it used a lot of IRS resources because, you know, when you give out your Social Security number, all you need is a Social Security number, date of birth, and a current address to have somebody's identity. And, you know, when you go to a medical office, they ask for your Social Security number. When you go, there's so many places that want your Social Security number. It became like an identifier. It wasn't ever meant to be like that. But as a result, there's been a lot of schemes that people come up with to file false tax returns and subsequently it becomes very problematic for the government to stop it, you know, because so many have been perpetrated. And there has been a real concerted effort, like I said, for them to do that. And a matter of fact, there's an identity theft statute which adds a year. So if the judge gives you 2 years in jail for doing a false return and you're convicted of identity theft, you have to do the identity theft time after you serve the 2 years for the false return. So it's added to any jail sentence you get. That identity theft statute, if you're convicted, is added to it. So you're forced to do more time. So it's been a big issue.
And should we just refuse to give our Social Security number if somebody asks for it?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if I go to the doctor's office recently, I just won't give it out. And if they say they absolutely need it for something, well, I'm sorry.
Well, does the doctor need that, though, to file your insurance?
No, because you have an insurance card, and the insurance card clearly identifies who you are.
All right, so basically then, in the future, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, do not give out your Social Security number to anyone. What about your, lots of times people will, though, you want to use a credit card or something, and they'll want to verify who you are, and they'll ask for the last four numbers of your Social Security card. Should you give that out?
Well, the last four is a little different because they need all nine. So they would have to have the other five already. You know what I'm saying? So that's like a verification. If it's with a credit card company, the last four verifies who you are. But I normally try not to give it out at all.
Well, I think we have to be increasingly concerned about certainly identity theft. We live in an immoral society and a post-Christian society.
Yeah.
And so if you're out there in the listening audience, I hope that you will have learned something from the program this morning. Mike, God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Look forward to talking to you again in the near future. Thanks so much.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best tapes and CDs of the month, and get our monthly newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can get the books and DVDs and four CD sets we have, and If you want to understand almost any subject, why they're available, we cover whether it be health issues or financial issues or conspiracy issues. Why, of course, you can certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or you can call us and ask for a catalog. We'll be glad to send one free of charge. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know what really happened when the Twin Towers came down, we actually have three of four CD sets on that. Interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters in Florida, of the morning when the attack, and of course, basically, they had at least five different programs this morning. They were military drills that simulated somebody hijacking a plane and using it to crash into buildings. So the people in the military certainly were totally confused. They didn't know whether this was a real attack or a feigned attack. Of course, Sergeant Chavez disappeared after that program, and never, to my knowledge, being heard from again. Tremendous pressure put on if you tell the truth about what's really going on. And it was sort of like the Boston bombing. They had a trial that morning. They had the bomb-sniffing dogs. If you look at the pictures, you'll see all these police officers dressed with yellow. Why? They had tremendous police presence there. They knew this was coming down, but they couldn't let the public know. And they keep denying that they had the bomb-sniffing dogs, that they were certainly that they were announced repeatedly over loudspeakers, don't be concerned. This is just a practice drill, just a practice drill. So basically, of course, the very little of what we've heard about what happened in Boston is true. I don't know what happened, but I do know that we have not been told the truth. And if you doubt that, go open the Internet and type in Jeff Bowman, Stan Monteith. Jeff Bowman, Stan Monteith. Somebody took one of the programs we did, transcribed it, put it up on the Internet, and it has dozens of references to it. Jeff Bowman, Stan Monteith. And I don't have the answers. I just got a lot of questions. Well, basically, if you would need to get the information on the threat of an EMP attack, we have a 4-CD set. We have a DVD. You need to get them, and you need to start making preparations, because it's not a matter of if, but when, ladies and gentlemen. You can look it up on the Internet. You'll find out we're talking about the total destruction of our society. And this is not imaginary, and it's not a matter of if, but when, either through a solar flare or a nuclear attack. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD, or the book, A Nation Forsaken. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get our other material, whether it be the one thing to do the background of the secret government, people who really run America. You want to hear an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald? We have one. Or with Professor Friedman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Earth policy to give you small